from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy
well, this is
here
the 70s.
With you.
This is the age of the high-pitched dude. Everybody sung high-pitch. You weren't alive, so you wouldn't know.
I was not alive. Yeah. I was not alive.
You know? And I'm thinking, J-Fig wasn't, whew, wow.
It didn't. I wasn't anticipated yet.
Wow. I was in my second year.
I anticipated this question.
I was in my second year in the NFL.
He's like, I anticipated that question. What?
You know, I anticipated this question.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Good.
I just want to know. I don't want a mic cam. I need a cam of the reporters. Because some of them just have to be baffled, right?
I don't know.
Well, you know, because they got the...
They already anticipate how he is.
No, but you know how they, like the fake laughs, right? Yeah. Who used to do that? Beach just always laughing in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, does. You think that gets you closer?
I don't know.
Right?
Gotta stay hydrated.
No, that's
hydrated,
you.
Champ.
That's you. You gotta stay hydrated, champ. But no, you. Listen, I'm cool with Mike. Mike, do you. Right? It's what makes this team more entertaining than it's been in years.
Yep.
So, but... I would be interested in seeing the faces in that room when he talks. Because I got to tell you, there's some smiles that are just holding on from laughing.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
I think that would be me.
Agreed. Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The NBA schedule will be released 3 p.m. today.
Yeah?
3 p.m.
And guess who could give a rat's behind?
Who?
Spirit Leroy.
Leroy.
Why?
Because I don't care. Look, we go through this song and dance every year.
That's a win.
Every year, right? And then, at no point in time are you going to say, oh, they're going to be in the play-in. But that's where they've been. So
different year, though.
True.
A lot of weapons.
Got the young guns.
Did you guys see the rookies yesterday at Dolphins practice?
I did.
What is this trend that they're doing? Yeah. I don't understand.
Just give me my money.
What is that? I don't understand that.
That is so annoying. I don't know what it is though.
But everybody's doing it. Where did this come from? The money, and then
just give me my money.
And then how do you decide who you fake out? Like, does
what happened?
Doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
So basically, if we were to do it, it'd be Leroy.
I think we do it right now.
Let's do it.
Just give me my money. Yeah.
I don't get it.
J-Fig, you do it.
Just give me my money.
Yeah. Toby, you do it now.
Give me my money.
Yay. Yeah. Leroy, you do it now.
Your turn, Leroy. Do it. Say it.
No.
Say it.
No. Come on. Follow the trend.
No.
Just say it.
Please.
Come on, man.
Yeah, do that and now say it.
Give me that money.
I don't get it. It's one of the dumbest. I don't know what it means, though. I don't really get the whole point. But
how's this start? I'll tell you who started.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think kids started doing it to parents. Like,
it's
another
Instagram, not Instagram, TikTok trend.
But do we know like who the OG was?
I have no clue. It was explained to me last week, and I thought it was very.
I like though that I did enjoy that the rookies
is
were hanging.
Leroy now just now realizing that he's old.
Smitham. Well,
Your name is Smitham Smolnik. You're not a spring chicken either. Like, what the hell?
Well, we don't know that.
Yes, we do.
We don't know what Smitham. We don't know his age. Dade South says, you just clap for every person except for the last person. I've seen some where they mix it up, though, Dade South, you know? But yeah, that's basically...
Well, my favorite is when they scare people with the air horn. I find that hilarious.
You like scaring people?
Yes.
Like Joe, when you scared Joe out of the boxes.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. That was fun. When they were in the studio over there, because their studio flooded.
Yep.
After being here for a week.
Well, I see it. There's one original one that dates back to 2023.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, all the rookies were doing.
One of the reasons why I can't use that bathroom in the hall, because I used to scare everybody coming out of that bathroom in the hall.
Oh, so you're like aware.
Yeah. So I can't do it.
So they had the Dolphins and the Heat rookies doing it together yesterday.
I'm not gonna lie, every NBA player, or everyone thinks an NBA player can translate easily to NFL. Oh, if he was in the NFL, he'd do this or that. I saw some stuff yesterday and I was like, I don't know about that coordination there.
Yeah, but they were wearing, I noticed that too, but here's the thing, like, Khalil Ware was wearing slippers, like bedroom slippers out on the field.
Here's what I would tell you
guy who wore shoes was Pelle Larsson.
Here's the part becomes tougher in each sport, okay? And if you're a football Trent going over to basketball, ball handling, simply because there's nobody that's going to really have the size except the big men to play 4 or 5. So your ball handling skills need to be really good in order for you to be able to translate and shoot. Ball handling and shooting, which is a hard thing, but your size, that's what you're going to have to do. Going from basketball to football, there's not many people that have the size to be able to withstand all the hitting, right? So maybe Shaq could. Maybe Barkley could, but a lot of the guys are so tall.
If I were to say a guy in the Heat who could do it, you'd be like Jimmy. Jimmy Butler probably could.
But Jimmy would have to be a wide receiver.
Yes. Jimmy's a good wide receiver.
Would he be fast enough?
I don't know.
Would he be quick enough? Because it's not just fast. Like, Jimmy doesn't run with like...
I was just saying, somebody physical who could hold up like at any position,
Jimmy
probably
would,
Jimmy.
Jimmy, here. Jimmy would have to play receiver like... Terrell Owens. That's what kind of receiver
Brandon
he would
Marshall.
Look like. Brandon Marshall. Right. So I don't know, you know, the hitting portion of it is, or the shoving or pushing. See, I think he's used to get help.
The only guy who's probably fast enough is Rozier, right? Be any kind of fast enough?
No, it's hard to tell. Mm. Right? Now, I would say this. Kyrie would look like Waddle. Start, stop. Move, shake, a little shake. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's other... LeBron would be a tight end, but he would get... How physical is he going to be?
Gesicki?
No. He wouldn't be Gesicki. he would...
You're like, that's too offensive.
Yeah. No, he's big now. He'd be strong, but still being able to hit, get off the line, and do all those other things. He's very tall. So people, it would be like if Terry Rozier was guarding him. Or just think of who's the kid from Dallas that everybody had a problem with?
Barea.
Yeah.
Right. Annoying.
So just remember how he was up in his, it was like annoying. That's what they would do to him in football.
Mm-hmm.
How physical are you going to be? Like, so where I do think there's some guys that could do it, there's a skill set that's missing, right? With the DBs, with the wide receivers and DBs who say they can play basketball, they would have to play like point guard or two. Can you shoot or ball handle? Otherwise, no. There's a lot of things that go, you know, that your size limits what you can do.
Hey, if you guys want to go see Dan and Shay.
I heard a little Dan and Shay.
Yeah, I was playing it for you during the break.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I took a nap.
Well, a lot of people like him.
No, I'm just saying. It was like soothing.
It's soothing.
You know, soothing.
He's a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Soothing.
Dan or Shay. Who's the one who sings? Is like one of them Oates?
Oh, yeah. Is it Hall & Oates all over Dan. Again?
I feel like Dan, if your name's first, he's probably the one doing the heavy lifting.
Shay is the musical guy?
Wait.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Wouldn't make a lot of, you know.
Unless Dan and Shay, why? Am I the only one that thought about Shannon Sharp?
Shay.
Yeah.
We were watching Oscar De La Hoya on Club Shay.
Didn't
earlier.
LeBron play football in high school, dude? That don't count.
Dan and Shay are bringing their Heartbreak on the Map tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August 22nd. That's next Thursday. If you guys want to win tickets right now, caller number 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 will win a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay and their Heartbreak on the Map tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August 22nd. It's a Live Nation show. But if you guys want to win tickets to see Dan and Shay, 305-567-0560. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Can I just say this?
Leroy.
No. You might as well just say Tobin and Tobin based on what you did to me today.
What did I do?
So here's what happened.
Wow. That's not nice. And he bought you donuts.
So we go down to the water, right? Because the good water is broken in the machine.
You told me about the water?
So we go down there. Okay. Tobin's putting water in this thing, and I was like, oh, is that cold water? Yeah. So I take the cup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why there's 8 buttons for water.
Yep.
I push the button. I say, how do you stop it?
Before you even continue, it looks like you have a sippy cup.
Right. He does have a sippy cup. Right.
Look how tiny that looks on him.
So,
I don't need one of those ridiculous, like, giant waters. Like, yours is ridiculous. Right. Like, what are you, in the desert?
Right.
Boy's thirsty.
I don't like the thing with the straw. The straw is hard to keep clean.
Can I say no woman I know has ever finished that cup of water, though?
Never.
Never.
Really?
Never.
I'm always refilling mine.
So, anyway. So I put my cup, I push the button, the water's coming out. Oh, I said, I can't wait. I'm excited. Like, I'm so thirsty. Right? I couldn't stop it, first of all. I'm like, how do you stop it? It wouldn't stop, right? I'm
like, it's the fanciest machine right? that doesn't give you water.
Push the gray button. There's 3 buttons.
Mind you, it's a 5-year-old machine. It's supposed to give you the option of cold water or hot water for coffee.
Right.
But I don't think that.
So wait,
it's
oh, here we go.
Cold.
So wait,
hot.
So wait,
it's
so
always like room
I get
temperature.
The water right now. It's all the way up to the top. So now you got it. So now you have to go to the thing, right? You got to go to the top before you touch the water. You can get water ready to go like it. And yep. Get the, you know, when you overfill something, you got to go suck it down a little bit,
like a flamingo,
so you don't spill it, right? So no, I'm like this. So I don't spill it. So I don't spill it all over the floor, right? And then I'm like, hey, jackass, this water's not cold. He goes, mine is. I got ice.
Wow.
Right? I'm like,
minus one.
That was
you know what? If you look in the fridge, I believe there is some
deception.
Ice.
Don't trust those ice cubes.
On the tray.
I'm
an ice cube refiller if I have to go that route.
No, but usually if I bring my little water thing, like, I can keep the ice for 2 days. But I don't...
Oh, man.
Like, I wasn't thinking that I was going to be, you know, pounding water. But, like, no. It's more important. Like, he just played it off. Like, no big deal, right?
He wanted to see you.
Right! I'm like, yo!
Facts have changed.
But, yo, this water's not cold. He goes, mine is. I got ice.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Hey,
and then he flips his little sippy cup.
The fountain is colder and is filtered.
That is true. It's fountain. I should have sent you that.
You know, I'm scarred by water fountains.
It has a straight...
Right? Because you remember... Wait. Come on.
But the one for you water know bottles,
as a kid,
not
you
the,
know as a kid.
Not
right?
The kid one.
People put their mouth on it.
I don't use
like
that.
Like, kids
that. No,
oh,
that's disgusting.
No.
Especially
in school, right?
I know he does weird like, things to that.
If one had like a...
Right.
He does weird things to that fountain.
Well, no, he can... So, but he goes over there... Put the thing in and does his tongue like a scooper.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then just like, he can get almost a cup of water.
He's sitting there looking like a gecko.
right.
Just accumulating water.
right.
We got some video here. Look at this.
Of what?
Practice. This is Adam Beasley just tweeted this out. This is Odell Beckham Jr.
He's practicing?
Okay. He's doing one-handed catches on the side.
He hasn't been on the field. He hasn't been seen doing football anything.
Right.
And, you know, there's been a lot of questions about him, too. Listen, I love Tua because Tua, he's like Goran Dragic. Too honest.
Accidentally honest.
So Tua this week is like, he hasn't run routes. We haven't even run routes with Odell Beckham. Now all of a sudden there's this Odell Beckham mystery. So he's posting motivational stuff on Instagram. And now OBJ, in this video, Leroy, he is out of practice after practice is done. And, this is him running a little bit.
Oh, he can barely run.
Okay.
He can barely run, dude. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Take it off. What do you mean, take it off?
What is that?
He's not. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Okay. And then he goes down? Hey, guys. Wow.
I don't know what's wrong with him, but that ain't close.
He ain't close at all. That looked like me running around.
Yeah.
That ain't close.
That's not good.
It's me in the hallway.
That was nice.
He can't even run a...
And I'm sorry. This wasn't the Dolphins
put it this way.
Who posted this.
No, this is Adam Beasley. Adam Beasley
Adam Beasley just set him up.
Put it this way.
Adam Beasley goes, Odell read your tweets. I don't think Odell wanted that tweeted. Adam's about to join me as being blocked by Odell Beckham Jr.
Here. Here's the deal.
That was not good.
Think about Jalen Phillips and what he looked like when you saw him.
He's so good.
And look at that.
Catch that again.
One guy had Achilles surgery.
I'll play it again, but Leroy was disgusted. He wanted it off the screen. So
it's not even close, dude. Not even close. This is a wide receiver. Look, he can barely run. Look, and he's gonna stop and wait. Oh. He's not even planting on the foot that's hurt.
No way.
And that's it.
What sucks, at the beginning of this video, you can see a coach make a decision. Hey, I need to make it from point A to point B. I see this player doing a drill. Do I have enough time to cross his path without interrupting? He totally does.
And that coach was not in danger at all.
Ever.
I don't know what that is.
This guy right here. He goes, he's not catching me.
He's not going to catch me. I'm even no danger. You know? Sometimes it's like car's coming along. Nope.
First of all, he's not even cutting on the foot that's hurt or the leg that's hurt. And then this does not help. This doesn't help.
Yeah. No, this is definitely me on a route for sure.
Okay. So my question is this. At what point do you have to make some decisions, right? Because Odell Beckham's a luxury. I know everybody has the name.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves the name. Everybody knows what he's done. Everybody knows he was somewhat productive last year. Okay? But here's the kicker. The running back room and the wide receiver room are two of the most packed rooms in your building.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of guys that are banged up that you're going to have to make decisions on that you might have to keep around longer than you want to. So at what point do you pick and say, okay, we tried.
With Odell?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you put him on the PUP or IR.
Dude. He's too. Here, I like Odell Beckham. Mm-hmm. I think Odell Beckham would be an added bonus to this team. But it's a bonus. It's a bonus. Okay,
well,
at what point?
Because you said yesterday, no rush. But that looks really off. Like, how long does that look to you?
That looks bad, dude.
I give him until just after the last preseason game to see where he is.
What?
And if you have to make a decision by then. Well, because from what I'm understanding, you have to. Oh, my God. It's Keystone Cops.
He thought he was going to stop the car. Wasn't that crazy?
Yes.
I saw that
his
earlier.
Car. His car.
Yeah, very
crazy. He smashed himself with his car.
Very strange.
So it's kind of like this. I think by Tuesday you have to make the decision of PUP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Tuesday.
So
put him on there,
and seeing that
he is unable.
What decision
to
do you make?
And see, we have depth.
And I think Odell Beckham could help, right?
Mm.
But at what cost? Is he going to help enough to be out the first 4 weeks and have to cut somebody else to save a roster spot?
You're talking about cutting him.
No, you have to make these decisions, dude.
What about placing him on IR, though? Is that sneakily? I know teams can kind of just...
IR is different than if you keep him on the PUP after Tuesday,
yeah.
Then he has to sit out the first 4 weeks. If you put him on IR, I think you can bring him back whenever.
Okay.
Okay? But here's the kicker. I think you can only go on IR with a football injury, an injury that occurred in football.
Where did this occur? In Tootsies? I don't what happened.
Off season.
You mean to tell me we didn't bring in this guy with an injury? He sustained it?
It's possible. I mean, he would have gotten it in training. He's been banged up. I mean, don't forget, he's just, who is he? You're removed from tearing his ACL?
I thought we had damaged goods. I thought we knew that going into this. I didn't realize that there was a chance he could have aggravated this.
He looks
that's not good, bro.
Send him to Sioux Falls.
He won't make it. He will not make it to Two Falls, is what I saw.
See, I turned that back on as soon as I was done sneezing.
That was pretty good. That was proud of you.
You're the only person that does that and then talks for 5 minutes with no sound.
Why are you lashing out at me? Is there, you really upset about
the water thing. I'm really upset about what you did before. I wanted an ice cold, refreshing water.
I'm going to go get you a cold water.
I thought I was going to get an ice cold water.
I feel bad.
And you playing tricks.
I'm going to go get you. Will you take an Aquafina from the vending machine?
No. That's
why I didn't have cold water. The other thing is, like, when you have your mouth ready for cold water and it's hot,
it's a disappointment.
It makes you more thirsty. So now I'm going the other way as far as thirst.
He is parched.
I'm going farther away from quenching my thirst than I was if this was an ice cup of cold water. Nice cup of cold water.
Leroy, you would never do that to him.
Never.
Never would you
never
do that to him.
Never.
I don't know that he would never.
Oh, by the way, peach.
Delicious.
Game changer.
Better than strawberry.
Wow. All
right. I still got two more flavors.
Wow.
Got pineapple.
Well,
and another one.
Another fancy tickle said OBJ is waddling, but not in the good way.
Yeah.
That's not good. Well, I'll tell you one thing he's not going to need anytime soon for anything. Cleaning his jersey. But if your work clothes need a little bit of cleaning.
Yeah, call a guy.
If you guys need to get something tailored, if you got a fancy event coming on up, if you need school uniforms put to the right size for the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 years owned and run, Leroy.
Want a special?
Yeah, I want a special. Tell
give our call. Again, 954-610-9383. Mention Tobin and Leroy. 25% off your order.
What hookup is that? 25% off just for being a fan of the show. That is why we can't thank R enough. He is hooking up our listeners.
Also, you need some alterations? Seamstress on site. Give Ara, or text him a call at 954-610-9383. And get an idea of how much it's going to cost.
Anytime. Like, this dude is
they
on.
Do all kinds of alterations. Lose a little weight. Right? You got those uniforms. My daughter had the ROTC uniforms all the time. They just give you any size.
You think he can customize pants for Frog Boy? Like, does he customize for Amphibian?
I think he can probably cut out the little
fingers.
Yeah,
little fingers. Like, little probably, fingers. I bet Seamstress on site, it'd be like Ara could even do Amphibian. He's like, that's
really
got
nice.
We got you. But
Ara will make it happen.
Ara will make it happen, man. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. Again, as Leroy said, you mentioned Tobin and Leroy. You get 25% off your order. Call or text Ara anytime. He is available there for you. 954-610-9383. A&T Dry Cleaners. Once you use them, you'll never launder your own clothes again. You need. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We get to a little Goosies, no Goosies next hour. Having fun here on a Thursday here. Good luck to everybody who is back at school, although you guys probably shouldn't be listening to us. So, hey, if you have the Odyssey app in your ear right now, kids, and you're supposed to be listening to Professor Boring, knock it off. Yeah, learn something.
Yes.
If you're learn doing it, that's commitment, though.
Not learning anything from our asses here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, well, watch this. Pythagorean Theorem, kids. Open up your textbooks to page 33. Do they get books?
Do you know the Pythagorean Theorem?
On 33,
Nope. Is it a squared plus b squared equals c squared?
You got it!
What a frog boy!
Genius!
Wow, good for you, dude.
Look at kids me. Are learning now because of you.
You ever use that?
Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah,
only in class, I guess, when I had to do it for a test. Have I ever used the Pythagorean theorem in real life? I can't say that I have. Yeah. I know, Schmeathen, the only Pythagorean Tobin's using is actual pizza Pythagorean theorem.
Oh. I beat you to it!
Wow.
I beat you to it, Schmeathen! You bastard!
For Tobin!
Pythagorean theorem is the x squared.
There you go.
Divided by something. No, I'm trying to think of what it is.
Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
What about y equals mx plus b? What is that? Slope form? Math,
man.
By the way, this building.
What happened?
Okay. Yeah, what happened?
There's only one place in a bathroom you really need the light.
Yeah?
In front of the mirror. There's light everywhere except in the mirror, so I couldn't even see.
You're talking about the host bathroom is where you went?
Yeah.
To? Oh.
Both of them. Like, even in the other one.
Sorry. The other one, too?
Yeah.
No light?
There's no light over the mirror. Like, it's great.
It's a good thing you didn't go downstairs either. Mood lighting.
Oh, yeah. Like, listen.
Well, you can't go downstairs unless you take the elevator now, because they got that stupid fan blocking you.
What's going on with that?
What fan?
I was talking about, like, the Citadel.
Building's broken.
No, that's too public-y.
I got a secret bathroom I can take you to, Leroy. Got all the light you need.
You just go down the tunnel over here.
Yeah, you know. I know a little something. A little something.
I love the way all the people in the restaurants look crazy when you go the back way.
Yeah.
Behind it.
Where'd they come from?
They're like, sir, sir, hey, hey. Bathroom's not over here.
You guys excited for football tonight? Are you going to watch Philadelphia versus New England?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
What? But what about everything?
Because you know what I'm going to watch when I cook that chicken.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to jerk some chicken if I can get home before 9.
I don't like how you say that.
What?
Jerk some chicken?
Just don't like it.
Well, that's how you do it.
You eat it, don't you?
Delicious. Absolutely.
Okay, okay, then. All right.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
I just don't like you say that.
I like to get the quarters.
Quarter chicken?
Yeah, and jerk it that way and then cut them afterwards.
Still don't like it.
Right? But sometimes they make the quarters were so little that now I got to get thighs and legs. I had to get them separate.
Bad news for the Bills. Starting linebacker Matt Milano was injured in practice. Apparently, he has a torn bicep, and he is out indefinitely. He's going to undergo surgery. Maybe could be back in December.
But see, the crazy thing about that is that I think people, and here's the J.J. McCarthy thing, people don't understand that they don't know the severity of the injury till they go in there. So this is the same thing here, is that might not be able to come back till December, not really sure, don't know the full nature of the tear, right? All these things play a role into that surgery. Like, everybody thought, oh, meniscus, he'll be back in a month. Out for the year.
Yeah.
Right. That so was crazy. You like, and it's the same thing with Jalen Phillips. You don't know they don't tell you what they found when they went in there. You just know Achilles tear. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. They don't tell you what else they had to do in there because sometimes you tear ligaments and stuff like that.
You guys are bad in the chat about the Milano thing. Bad. It's bad karma. You guys are bad Bills karma. It's bad Bills karma.
He did something to us, though.
He hurt Tua.
Oh, you see? That's what
I'm saying.
He's
the one who shoved Tua. Exactly, he's the one who made Tua have the wobble.
Dirty. Oh yeah, no, that wasn't a wobble. Remember that? His back.
He hurt his back. The original, the OG concussion.
Ah, yes.
The OG concussion that wasn't a concussion. It was a back injury. And then 4 days later, Tua was stretchered off a field.
Yeah, totally a concussion.
Yeah.
Oh. He did win that game though. He came back and won that game.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, no questions though. They only looked at that as, oh, he's injury prone.
Well, everybody was really
out of curiosity.
Yep.
I'm going to ask a question. Nobody.
We're also too distracted, by the way, of Ken Dorsey destroying a press box.
Yeah. Oh yes.
So question. I wonder if all the starting quarterbacks, that's what I want my police doing.
What are they doing? We're watching right now. Deco Drive on WSBN.
Yeah, they put like instruments out somewhere, and so now they're walking by and say, "Hey, what?"
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah. They put it like in a public park. Okay.
Hey, want to hit a couple of tunes while we down here?
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to do that in high school.
Bing, oh, look.
Boom, 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 boom.
Look.
This is great. This is great.
This is a segment let's call Watch Us Watch the News.
This is why I put on.
Everyone playing, too.
Channel 7 News. Yeah.
So anyway, back to I'm curious to know how many games, right, has Tua missed compared to all of the other quarterbacks?
In his draft class?
Yeah, because they make it sound
I believe him and Joe Burrow are tied on active games since they've been drafted.
Okay.
Joe Burrow.
But I'm like, how much time has each quarterback missed? Because I would say Lamar Jackson's along the same line since Tua got into the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that for some reason, two is the only one that gets this, when it's not, it's a pretty...
His was the scariest, though. I mean, I think if you're going to talk about, like, what is... Dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah, concussion.
Like,
but it was...
But no. It wasn't a concussion. It was, like, fingers frozen on the stadium.
Oh, yeah, but that's what concussion
I understand,
does.
But, like, it was national TV. Everybody watched it. Like, it was
okay,
one of those
things.
Okay,
but it doesn't... Listen.
Like, it's different than a plantar fascia. You don't see that.
But here's the deal. And I'm just trying to put things in its proper perspective, right? Because we saw it on TV, it doesn't make it any worse. Right, maybe to you, but not.
I'm not talking about, but you can understand from a perception standpoint.
Sure,
like,
absolutely.
There's a difference between a guy busting up his thumb, and you're just like, oh, you don't really see it. You just get the report.
I got you. Instead of seeing an injury, you could actually see.
Yeah.
And went, yes, I understand that. I'm like saying, I'm not saying that we only care about the looks of it. Then.
Yeah,
we don't care about that.
Well, we saw that whole year. The league only cared about the perception of it.
Right.
You remember, mm-hmm. like they were, oh, there's going to be spotters. There were investigations of the Dolphins.
Right.
The Dolphins got more crap about concussions than any team in the league.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
That's
my point.
Like the whole thing. Yeah, perception is a huge thing of it. But
you know what? I'm so tired of being. We're in environments now where people don't care how things are; they care how they look,
mm-hmm.
and so. Corporations, companies, even schools are making decisions based on how they look and what would actually get something done.
Team USA with Jason Tatum?
Oh, no. He sat for...
Yeah, but then when it looked, they're like, oh, let's give him some minutes. Poor Tatum.
Right.
Even though, like, they didn't need him.
I mean, and there's nobody that took it better than Halliburton. It's like group. He said, "What did he say?" He said, "Good class."
Look, when you get an A on a group project, but you didn't do anything.
Right, but that's fine. It's about the whole experience. But like here, the first thing I learned when I got into sports, right? And this is what the coaches tell you: I don't care where you got drafted or whatever. Nobody owes you anything. So stop acting like people owe you something because of where you got drafted or who you are or whatever. Nobody owes you anything. And if people have a problem with, or Jason Tatum has a problem with how much he played, he's telling me, oh, they owe me something. I'm like, no, they don't. Like, as much as I thought Jaylen Brown should have been a part of that team, they didn't owe him.
No.
Right? And sometimes things don't go your way. Get over it. But we don't do that now. Like, everybody's entitled. We're entitled to this. No, stop. Come on. And that's why I think I have a little more appreciation for Halliburton than I do a lot of those guys, because of all the guys who were actually on the team that probably could have helped, it was him, and he didn't say nothing. He said, I'll get it. I'll be back.
Oh, man. Fun times. But... You know, people are always trying to cover their ass.
Hey, I wonder if, does Tobin know burro in Spanish means donkey?
Yeah. Thank you, Isaiah. Thank you, Isaiah, for getting the bit.
By the way, Tua ranked 13th since 2020 of most games played by a quarterback.
13th in the league?
Yeah. So he's played. There's 19 guys that have played less games than him.
That's not. Is that okay,
good?
In, like, total, yeah.
Huh? It's not good. It's not like the most.
But just imagine if Tua was one of the other 19.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I'm just saying that this is a position where guys miss a lot of games. And because we saw it with Tua, we've made a big deal about Tua's health more than any other guy. Yet, there's 19 guys who are worse than him.
It's legitimately, but the thing is, this sport is so crazy. Like, you literally cannot control that.
You can't.
You can't
control that. Again, that was my whole point during mm-hmm. that whole process.
But they make it seem
here's the problem. Like, every player... You can go back to any player has that one year where you just can't get healthy. Sometimes the injury is serious enough where you're out for the whole year. I had a year where it started off, I had a partial tear in one of my ligaments in my knee. I tried to come back. I never felt right, but I played maybe 12 of the 16 games, right? It just never felt right. And then the offseason, they said, We appreciate your efforts. We're going to need to get some of that money back.
Was that the year that the trainer broke your ribs?
No.
No.
So from that, you know, so from that experience is that, like, yeah, man, these guys want to play. They want to do everything they can, sometimes to the detriment of their own selves and body and future. And so I'm always going to, when the team says two is okay, and two says I feel great, right? Nobody knows how your brain feels, right? Nobody knows if, is there a certain period of time? And here's the thing. Nobody knows what the time frame is to fully being healthy. They've come up with some tests, but as we've seen with Tua, those tests didn't work for him because he was still had a little hangover.
Nick T says it right. He says, wow, this all circles back to what Mike McDaniel said about the orange practice jersey. If you want to change the music, change it.
Wow.
Deep.
Oh, my God. Went through the bushes, found the acorn.
Yep.
What's that?
Moism. What would Socrates say to that?
Mm. You know?
Did they lower pads on his shoulder like they do Darth Vader's suit? So you say like I stood up and say, Lord Vader, yes, master. And they lowered my pants.
Surrender to the football gods. Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.